वदतु कृष्णा महोदय.
I was about to say, do you want to wait for 2 more minutes?
Sure. 7:28. Oh.
Yeah. We don't want to deny others who will join.
Of course not. Okay, I'll stop the recording now. Dhanyavaad. In my thing, it has stopped. It is already 7 o'clock. I mean, 8:30. Astu swagatam, sarvesham swagatam. Today, we will start with a review of what we did the last time. Okay, so the last time we did Shashti Vibhakti. Shashti, when we say Vibhakti, we make changes to the word. So these changes will help us say something different about the word. For example, if you have a word called Madhavaha. Okay, so Madhavaha, the Moola Rupam is only Madhava without the Visarga. Okay, so if I add the Visarga, it becomes the subject. The Madhava will be, I'm telling that Madhava is the subject when I add the Visarga, Madhavaha. So how do you make a sentence with Madhavaha?
Madhavasya.
Madhavasya something, right? Madhavasya pustakam. Madhavasya pustakam. But if it is just Madhavaha, so far, from what we know so far, we can say Madhavaha atra asti. Madhavaha kutra asti. Madhavaha tatra asti. Adava Madhavaha naasti. So far we know Madhavaha asti, naasti, and kutra asti. Madhavaha kutra asti. So when we add Madhavasya, asya, I am saying it is Madhava apostrophe S, Madhavasya. So when we say Madhavasya, we have to add an object to say that it is connected with Madhava. Okay, so what can we say Madhavasya? Any sentence Madhavasya?
Madhavasya Griham.
Madhavasya Griham, Samishena. Ekam ekam, one by one, say something. Madhavasya Griham.
Madhavasya Karyanam Atra Asti.
Madhavasya Karyanam Atra Asti. Yeah, you made a long sentence. Samishena Maudhya. Madhavasya Karyanam Atra Asti. Astu. Aruna Bhagini. Aruna Bhagini, I can help you.
I think she has unmuted, muting, check it out.
Oh, I see. So I am away from the screen. So let me go there. Aruna Bhagini, you are not on mute now. So you can talk. You want to say something? Supposing you want to say Madhava's book or Madhava's bag. How will you say? Book is pustakam. Bag is syutah. Madhavasya syutah. Aruna Bhagini, I cannot hear you. Vadatu. Madhavasya pustakam. Atava Madhavasya syutah. Atava Madhavasya patni. Okay, so she wrote something. I'm speaking. Okay, I cannot hear you, Bhagini. Okay? I cannot hear you.
Bhagini, ek prashna astu.
Astiva, vadatu.
Vibhakti is only for the subject. It is not for the verb.
Exactly correct. Only for nouns.
Not for verbs.
Excellent observation. That is only for nama padam. That's it. We call it nama padam. Nama padam means nouns. Only for nouns we have vibhakti. Yeah. Question.
So nama padam can be a subject or an object, but it's only for the nama padam.
Yeah. So the nama padam, that is also a very good question. So the nama padam, it starts with Madhava. Okay, let me just write something. Okay, I'm sure you can see this screen also. Can you see the screen? Okay, so Madhava is the moola rupam. Okay, so if I make it a, if I want to make it a subject, I write Madhavaha. If I want to make it an object, I write Madhavam. So how, so what is the sentence if I want to make it an object? I am looking at Madhava, right? So I write, so instead of saying at Madhava, I write Aham Madhavam Pashyami.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah, so the Madhava, the Moola Padam gets modified.
Okay.
So if it's, yeah, if it's a visarga, it becomes subject. If it is an it becomes, if not just just makara, it becomes an object. Now we are doing Madhavasya. So if I put the sya, that means I'm saying apostrophe S, Madhavasya. I'm saying now I'm going to say one object which is going to be connected with Madhava.
Okay.
Okay, so the question, Krishna Mahadi, this was your question. Okay, so the question, so if it's a subject, I'll say, who is Madhava? Madhava kaha? That will be the question, right? Pullinga padam, kaha.
Right.
So, I supposing I find a fruit, and I'm asking, kasya palam? So the kaha will become, everything will become siya, siya, siya. If you see, all the way down. Sya. So kasya palam, the answer is Madhavasya. We cannot say Madhavaha palam, that is wrong. Madhavasya palam.
Okay.
So this is, yeah, this is true for for pronouns, that is saha will become tasya, except for the prathama vibhakti ekavachanam, which is sa, everything else is ta ta ta, because the moola rupam for saha is tad. Tad.
Oh, okay.
Tad. Mm-hmm. So that is the moola rupam. So everywhere else it is tad, tad, tad.
When you said tad means, tad means the third there, right?
Tad. Like this. Tad.
The third one.
Tad. Yeah. Tad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that is the moola rupam. So sometimes the Prathama Vibhakti means subject. Subject ekavachanam, that is singular, will have a different form, but everywhere else it will be, you know, it will be carried forward with the Moola Rupa in mind. Okay? So Madhavasya Pustakam. Okay? So and then we have Balaka. Balaka we can say for any boy, right? Madhava is a proper noun. Madhavasya Pustakam. So it can belong only to Madhava. Supposing there is like Srinivasa or Krishna. And let's say, you know, you have a wife, right? Srinivasasya Patni. Srinivasasya Patni. So Krishna, how will you say Krishna's wife?
Krishnasya Patni.
Krishnasya Patni. Krishnasya Patni. So, how will you ask the question, whose wife is she? Purnavakyam. Okay, whose wife is she?
Sa kasya patni.
Samishena. Sa kasya patni. Supposing we have a balaka. Balaka will be the moola rupam without the visarga. So if I add the visarga, I'm saying he is the subject. Supposing I say subject of the, he is the one who is doing the action. Okay. We call it the karta. He is the karta.
Okay.
He is the karta. If I see a visarga, that means he is the karta.
Oh, okay.
He is the karta. Supposing I'm saying balakaha asti. So who is the one who is the karta there? Who is the one that is there?
Balakaha.
Balakaha. balakah. Okay, supposing I switch the words around, asti atra balakah.
Asti atra balakah. So still balakah is the karta.
Still balakah is the subject. Okay, so the visarga is very important. So whenever there is a visarga and it is a pullinga pada, that is aha, then it is automatically the subject or the karta. So in Sanskritam, the word order is not as important as in Sanskrit. For example, you know, as in English. Yeah. So we have, for example, in the sentence that you said, right, the object. Okay, Ramaha Madhavam Pashyati. Pashyati means to look. Ramaha Madhavam Pashyati. Supposing I change it around to Pashyati Madhavam Ramaha. So Ramaha will still be the one doing the action because it is the aha sound. And because Madhavam has the sound, he is the person upon which the action is done, like that. Okay, so let's get back here. Okay, Madhavah Madhavasya. Supposing I want to say the boys' school.
So the translation is done based on the vibhakti. The position of the word in the sentence doesn't make much of a difference.
But we have some sort of an order, you know, like a general order. Okay. The kriya padam, the verb always goes in the end. That is the general order.
Okay. But yeah. We'll learn it over the time. It's too early I'm talking about.
Yes. You're jumping ahead, but it's very interesting question. So, you know, so I'm just doing it. So, astu. So, supposing I want to say the boys' school. How will we say Krishna Mahavaya, boys' school? School can be Patashala or... What is the other word? Do you remember? Vidyalaya.
Balakasya
Vidyalaya. Yeah, Balakasya Vidyalaya. If you want to ask the question, whose school is that?
Kasya Vidyalaya.
So if it is Vidyalaya, it will be Saha, right? Saha.
Right.
Vidyalaya. Saha. Yeah, if it is Patashala, it will be Sa.
Sa.
But the Kasya will be referring to the Balaka. So it will be Kasya. Patashala, Kasya Patashala or Sa, Kasya Patashala, like that. Okay?
Okay.
Aruna Bhagini, are you back? Oh, Madhavasya Pustakam. So you want to write. Astu. Samishenam Bhagini. Okay, see if you can fix your mic, okay? Because I cannot, we cannot hear you. Astu. Okay, so let's move on to Napumsakalinga Padam. So if it is Napumsakalinga, how will that work if it is Napumsakalinga Padam? Mitram Mitrasya. Pustakam Pustakasya. If you want to say, what is the name of the book? Can you hear me now? Yes, I can hear you, Bhagini. Okay. Supposing I were to ask you, what is the name of the book? Supposing I want to say, the name of the book is Abhyasa Pustakam.
Pustakasya nama abhyasa pustakam.
Samichena. Supposing you want to ask the question, okay, so which, okay, it's hard to say it in English, so which book's name is abhyasa pustakam? So you use kasya.
Kasya pustakasya nama abhyasa pustakam.
Samichenam bhagini. Kasya pustakasya nama abhyasa pustakam. Samichenam. Kasya pustakasya nama abhyasa pustakam. Astu. So can we move on to Strilinga now? So for Srilinga, we have Akaranta as well as Ekaranta. Okay? They both end in Yaha. But for Akaranta, we keep the name intact. Sita, Sita, Yaha. Mala, Mala, Yaha. For Ekaranta, the E goes away. It becomes Vaidehi, Vaidehi, Yaha. Lekani, Lekan, Yaha. Okay? So, how will you say Sita's husband is Rama? Srinivasamadhi.
Sita, Yaha, Patihi, Rama.
Ramaha, Samichena. So, Krishna Mahodaya, Mala. Mala's color is red. Varunaha, Raktaha.
Malayaha, Varunaha, Raktaha.
Malayaha, Varunaha, Raktaha. Samichena. Astu. So, we have Vaidehi, Aruna Bhagini. Vaidehi is another name for Sita, hello. So can you say Vaidehi's son is Lavaha?
Vaidehyaha putraha Lavaha.
Samichena. Vaidehyaha putraha Lavana. I mean Lavaha, not Lavana. Lavaha. Astu. Lekani. So what can you say about Varatu?
लेखन्याः वर्णः श्वेतः.
वर्णः श्वेतः. ओके, सपोजिङ्ग् ऐ डोण्ट् टु मेन्शन् एनी आफ् द नेम्स्. ऐ जस्ट् वाण्ट् टु मेन्शन् दीस् थिङ्ग्स्. ओके, केन् यु मेक् अ सेण्टेन्स् वित् हर् सम्थिङ्ग्? हर् इस् शी इस् सा. हर् इस्
तस्याः पुत्रः लवः.
तस्याः पुत्रः लवः. हौ विल् यु आस्क् द क्वेश्चन्?
कस्याः पुत्रः लवः? सीतायाः पुत्रः लवः.
सीतायाः पुत्रः लवः. नौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु टाक् अबौट् अदर् पुल्लिङ्ग एण्ड् स्त्रीलिङ्ग पदम्. ओके, विच् वि नो आल्रेडि. फार् एक्साम्पल्, वि हेव् भवान्, रैट्? भवान्. हौ विल् वि चेञ्ज् दट् टु to your? Bhavan is you, right? How will we change that to your?
Bhavatah.
Bhavatah, samichena. Bhavatah. Same way, can you make a sentence with Bhavan as well as Bhavatah? I think this is where the confusion is, I think, right?
Maybe. Bhavan kutra vasati.
Bhavan kutra vasati. How about Bhavatah?
भवतस्य गृहं कुत्र अस्ति?
सो ऐ हर्ड् यु से भवतस्य, रैट्? फार् पुल्लिङ्ग इस्
सारी, यस्, भवतः गृहं कुत्र अस्ति?
भवतः गृहं कुत्र अस्ति? ओके, सो हू केम् इन् नौ? ऐ नो अरुणा वास् देर्. हू एल्स् इस् देर्?
हेमावती.
हेमावती वा? अस्तु, समीचीनं. स्वागतं भगिनि. अस्तु, सो वि हेव् भवान् अत्र वसति, भवतः गृहं कुत्र अस्ति? भवतः, यु हेव् टु मेन्शन् एन् आब्जेक्ट्. अस्तु, इदानीं वयं स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं पश्यामः. सो हौ विल् यु से यु इन् स्त्रीलिङ्गम्?
भवति.
भवति, भवति. हौ विल् यु से युवर्? भवत्याः. भवत्याः. सो कृष्ण महोदय, केन् यु से अ सेण्टेन्स् भवती अण्ड् भवत्याः?
भवत्याः गृहं कुत्र अस्ति?
भवत्याः गृहं कुत्र अस्ति? समीचीनं. हौ अबौट् भवती?
भवती bhavati namakim or bhavatya, that should be bhavatya as well.
That is also bhavatya. Whenever bhavatyaha. You add an object which is connected to something, then it becomes
person. Yeah, bhavatya.
Yeah, you know that. So you can say, right. Who are you? How will you say who are you?
Bhavati kim.
So if it is strilinga. If it is strilinga.
Bhavati ka.
Bhavati ka. If it's pullingam, if you say who are you in for pullingam, how will you say who are you?
Bhavan kaha.
Bhavan kaha. Samichinam. Bhavan kaha. Samichinam. Bhavati ka. Okay. Now for aham. Aham. And what will you say for my?
Mama.
Mama. Oh, mama. Mama. So, Srinivasa Mahodaya, can you make a sentence, aham and mama?
Aham Srinivasa.
Aham Srinivasa.
Mama Griham, Chennai Pradeshe Asti.
Oh, evamba, astu. Chennai Pradeshe Asti. Samichina. Astu. Samichina. Astu. So, are we clear with the Shashti Vibhakti before, because Shashti Vibhakti is very important. Okay? We use Shashti Vibhakti all the time. So if you have any doubt, now is the time to ask me. Of course, you can ask me later also. Okay? So can we move on to a new topic now?
Sure.
So I mean, okay, so we will do just one or two abhyasa, okay? So here we have a comprehensive pullinga as well as strilinga, okay? So each one will do one. Mahodaya, Srinivasa Mahodaya.
Sita yaha patihi ramaha.
And then the other way?
Ramasya patni sita.
Samichena. So here we have only akaranta strilinga padani. Okay, we don't have any ikaranta. So we will do some ikaranta also. Here. Astu. Krishna Mahodaya.
Kuntyaha patihi pandurajaha.
Pandurajaha.
Pandurajaha. Pandurajasya patni Kunti.
Kunti, samichena. Aruna Bhagini, Devaki Vasudevaha.
Devakyaha patihi Vasudevaha. Vasudevasya patni Devaki.
Samichena. Astu. Hemavati Bhagini, Parvati Shivaha.
Parvatyaha patihi Shivaha. Shivasya Parvati.
Shivasya?
Patni Parvati.
Shivasya Patni Parvati. Samichinam Bhagini. Astu, idanim vayam agre gachamah. Agre gachamah means we will move forward. Okay? We will look at the Kriya Padani now. Any questions? Kriya Padani? Astu. Here we have Mahila Asti. Mahila Dhavati. That means Mahila runs. The woman runs. So here the question is, Mahila Kim Karoti? Karoti means do. What does she do? Mahila Kim Karoti?
Mahila Dhavati.
Mahila Dhavati. Okay. The next one. Balaha Asti. Balaha Kridati. Balaha Kim Karoti. Balaha
Kridati.
Samichena. So now in the Balaha, we can just say Saha. Some person. Okay? Okay, one by one we will read. Srinivasa Mahodaya.
Saha. Kim Karoti.
Ah.
Saha गच्छति
सः गच्छति समीचीनम् Krishna Mahodaya, ask the question and give the answer.
Do you want me to just read what is there or?
Here we have like a pattern, right? Saha kim karoti, saha gacchati. So you say balakah kim karoti, like that.
Kim karoti. Okay. Balakah kim karoti, balakah hasati.
Balakah hasati. Astu. Aruna bhagini.
Shishuhu kim karoti. Shishuhu roditi.
Roditi. Samichana. Oh. Astu. Hemavati bhagini.
पुष्पं किं करोति पुष्पं विकसति
पुष्पं विकसति सो इफ् यु सी ओवर् हियर् वि हेव् स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं रैट् स्त्रीलिङ्गम् इट् इस् महिला अस्ति महिला धावति स्त्रीलिङ्गं धावति बालकः पुल्लिङ्गं क्रीडति okay linga bhedah nasti there is no difference in linga of the karta karta means subject there is no difference whatever the subject is it will be the ending is ti kim karoti saha kim karoti saha gacchati if this were a strilinga sa kim karoti sa gacchati eva okay so this is a very important distinction balakah hasati if it is a balika how will it change
balika hasati
hasati yeah there won't be any change like okay balika hasati
so verbs don't have lingam
verbs don't have lingam yes that is one of the lakshana for a word
okay
what that is one of the salient features for a verb so later on you will come across something where the based on the linga the ending changes so we say okay then this is not a verb like that okay this is a test for a verb whether it changes according to lingam or not
got it
linga bhedah nasti means that means it is a verb so pushpam lingam kim
napunsakalingam
but it is still ti vikasati hasati roditi it is still ti okay bidalah means cat that is another word marjalah also marjalah can you ask the question and give the answer
मार्जालः किं करोति बिडालः किं करोति बिडालः उत्पतति
द केट् जम्प्स् उत्पतति समीचीनं कुक्कुरः केन् यु आस्क् एण्ड् गिव् द क्वश्चन् कृष्णमहोदय
कुक्कुरः किं करोति कुक्कुरः आगच्छति
आगच्छति समीचीनम् अस्तु श्रीनिवासमहोदय
बालिका किं करोति बालिका गायति
समीचीनम् ओके भिक्षुः अरुणा भगिनी
भिक्षुः किं करोति भिक्षुः उपविशति
समीचीनम् अस्तु हेमावती भगिनी सः किं करोति
सः उपविशति
सः उपविशति. सो अत्र सः किं करोति? द सेकेण्ड् वन् सेकेण्ड् वर्ब्
सः ध्यायति अपि.
ध्यायति अपि आल्सो ध्यायति अपि उपविशति ध्यायति. So here we have verb that end in yati yati like that. It is usually ti. Upavishati. Here we have dhyayati, but it's always ti ti ti. Okay. Saha kartayati. He is cutting. Saha kim karoti?
Saha kartayati.
Sa kim karoti?
सा पश्यति.
सा पश्यति अस्तु. सा किं करोति अत्र? सा पचति. She cooks. सः अपि पचति. He also cooks. Okay, so this is an introduction for क्रियापदानि. So if we go to the अभ्यास पुस्तकम्. So we have first learned bhavataha, and then saha eshaha, and then kaha, asti nasti, atra tatra, bhavan bhavati, etasya tasyaha. Have you done this exercise? 1.9 a and a?
Most of it.
Can we go over this now? Okay, so we will do the kriya padam and then we will go over it today. Okay, so atra you can see sa gachati, right? So ekam ekam, one by one, you can say sa kim karoti, sa gachati. Okay, so we will start with the Srinivasa Mahodaya.
I'll start with number two.
Astu.
Sah kim karoti, sah आगच्छति.
समीचीनम्. थर्ड् वन् कृष्णमहोदय. सारि,
सः किं करोति? सः पठति.
पठति. अरुणा भगिनी.
सः किं करोति? सः लिखति.
समीचीनम्. हेमावती भगिनी.
सः किं करोति? सः क्रीडति.
सः क्रीडति. समीचीनम् अस्तु. सो लैक् दिस् इट् गोस् आन् रैट्. सः किं करोति? सः पिबति, एट्सेट्रा. सो द सेम् थिङ्ग् वि केन् डू फार् एषः. इन्स्टेड् आफ् सा इट् केन् बि एषा. इट् केन् बि इन्स्टेड् आफ् सः इट् बि एषः. सो इफ् यु आर् टाकिङ्ग् डैरेक्ट्लि टु हर्, हौ विल् वि टेल् हर्? What are you doing? Bhavati kim karoti? And if we want to answer, we say?
Aham.
No, we want to answer to her, saying you.
Okay. Bhavati. Dhavati, bhavati.
Dhavati, gachati. Okay. So the point here is, whether you add anything like eshah, esha, etat, sah, sa, tat, bhavan, bhavati also, even for you it is the same thing. Gachati, you eat. Bhavati gachati, bhavati khadati, bhavati pibati, bhavan pibati. Vadatu question.
Verb is neutral to anything which happens to the subject or object.
Yes, when it is third person.
Oh, okay.
Wait. So I'll say it doesn't change according to linga.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't change according to linga, whether it is neutral gender or pullinga or strilinga, it is always ti. So okay. The ending is for third person. That is, we call it Prathama Purusha. In Sanskrit, we call it Prathama Purusha.
okay.
So in that Pratama Purusha, we also add Bhavan and Bhavati also. Actually, Bhavan and Bhavati means you. But in the Samskrita Bharati Paddhati, okay, in this way of teaching, we add the Bhavan and Bhavati also as a third person. This makes us easy to form sentences.
Okay, though technically they are second person, will be coming as a third person only. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bhavan and Bhavati is third person, but Tvam is second person. Tvam.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. So in this first level, we are not teaching Tvam. Tvam means, why we are not teaching? Because we don't want to add more things for you to learn. Like Tvam Gacchasi, it will be. Gacchasi. So we don't want that. We just want to say Bhavan Gacchati, Bhavati Gacchati. Okay. So this is point number one. For everything it is T. Okay. Now come to I. Okay, in somebody's house there's a lot of echo. Can you please mute it? Yeah. So the recording will be clean. Thank you. So when we want to say aham, for all aham, pullinga, strilinga, napumsakalinga, the ending is me, aami. So it is gacchati, it will become gacchami. Agacchati will become agacchami. Patati will become. Okay, so we will start one by one. Okay, Krishna Mahodaya. This time we will start with Krishna Mahodaya. Saha patati. If you want to say, I read, how will you say? Aham.
Patami.
Patami. Samichin. Aruna Bhagini. Saha likati. Aham.
Likami.
Likami. Samichina. Hemavati Bhagini. Saha kridati. Aham.
Aham kridami.
Samichinam. Kridami. Okay. Aami. Astu. Srinivasa Mahodaya. Saha pibati. Aham.
Aham. Pibami.
Pibami. Samichinam. Astu. Saha kadati. Krishna Mahodaya. Saha kadati. Aham.
Kadami.
Kadami. Samichinam. Aruna Bhagini. Sa pashyati. Aham.
Aham pashyami.
Pashyami. Hemavati Bhagini. Saha hasati. Aham. Aham. Hasami. Maybe you're having problems. Aham hasami.
Aham hasami. I was aham.
Oh, you are on it. Astu. Astu. Okay, so Bhavati evam karotu. Saha nayati?
Aham nayami.
Nayami. Samichena. So for aham, we call Uttama Purusha. Uttama Purusha means? What is Uttama Purusha?
Great guy.
Great guy. So we are saying we are great people. So this is for aham. Aham. Uttama Purusha. Because we are very good, we are saying the third person is Pratama Purusha. Pratama Purusha, we put the third person first. So this is part of Samskriti. That is the Samskrita culture. This is our culture. When we say we are putting the others first, so that becomes Pratama Purusha. Okay? Pratama Purusha. And then aham becomes Uttama Purusha. We are putting us last. So that is Uttama Purusha. So when we teach the way to form, the conjugation, right? We call it conjugation. In Angila Bhashaya, we call it conjugation. We say the Pratama Purusha will go first. And then the Madhyama Purusha, which we are not going to teach this time. And then we have Uttama Purusha. So ours will be last. Okay. So any questions? The C ending and वदतु भगिनि.
Bhagini, in English we have first person, second person, third person.
Correct.
We have a distinction between you and his or her in English. But in Sanskritam, are we saying in Prathama Purusha, both you and his, her, all come in Prathama Purusha?
Okay, so one small adjustment in that, the you is Bhavan and Bhavati. But okay. if you ask the traditional Sanskrit teaching, the you is only Tvam.
Okay.
But in the Samskrita Bharati way of teaching, we add Bhavan and Bhavati also. Bhavan Bhavati doesn't mean extra respect or anything like that. Tvam doesn't mean disrespect. Okay?
Oh.
So it doesn't mean disrespect. Like, you know, we tell God, right? Tvameva Mata. We are not meaning disrespect at all.
It is not like Hindi tu and aap.
Tu and aap. There is no tu and aap here in Sanskritam because there is no disrespect. So there is no need to show respect. But you can add like Mahodaya, like, you know, when I say Krishna Mahodaya, Mahodayaha is the subject. Like I can say Krishna Mahodayaha Asti. Srinivasa Mahodayaha Asti, but there is no G.
Okay.
So I say Bhagini as a respect. Hemavati Bhagini. So, or you can say Hemavati Mahodaye. Like that. Okay, so Vadatu Bhagini.
My question is, if in here Bhavan, Bhavati, Saha, Sa, Tat, Etat, all these are in Prathama Purusha.
Correct.
Okay. And Tvam is also Prathama Purusha?
No, Tvam is Madhyama Purusha.
Madhyama.
Madhyama. Okay. In the middle. Okay. Madhyama Purusha. Okay. So the Tvam becomes difficult when conjugation, so we avoid it in this level.
Okay.
Asta. So here I'll come back to this, okay? Vitarakaha. Okay, I'll come back to this. So here we have a different ending, two endings. Upavishatu, Uttishtatu. So here we are talking directly to the person and giving them an order. Okay? So we are assuming that they are not doing it, so we are telling do it. Like that. So we can say sa gacchati. So I'm saying she goes, you go. How will I say you go to her? Bhavati gacchatu. Okay? The ti will become tu, gacchatu. Mm-hmm. Supposing it is saha agacchati. I'm telling him, you come.
Bhavan agacchatu.
Agacchatu. Samichena. Okay. So here, saha patati. Saha patati is given. I want to change it to you read.
Bhavan patatu.
Bhavan patatu. Samichena. So here we have saha likhati. I'm telling a female person, you write. How will I change it?
Bhavati likhatu.
Bhavati likhatu. Samichena. Saha kridati. How will I change that to you, Clay?
Bhavati kridatu.
Bhavati kridatu. Okay? So we can just do this, okay? One by one we'll do. Aruna Bhagini, you start this time. Saha pibati.
Bhavan pibatu.
Bhavan pibatu. Hemaviti Bhagini.
Saha khadati, bhavan khadatu.
Bhavan khadatu, samishena. Sa pashyati.
Bhavan
कृष्णमहोदय अथवा श्रीनिवासमहोदय
भवती पश्यतु
भवती पश्यतु अस्तु सः हसति श्रीनिवासमहोदय
भवान् हसतु
हसतु समीचीनम् अरुणा भगिनी सः नयति
भवती नयतु
भवती नयतु समीचीनम् ओके सो ऐ विल् कम् बेक् टु दिस् उपविशतु सो वेन् वि टेल् सम्बडि ओके वि केन् से उपविशतु बट् इन् द वे वि से इट् इट् मेक्स् अ डिफ्रेन्स् रैट् whether we showing respect or not. If it's a small boy and he's not able to see, we can say upavishatu. and if you are having a guest, we say upavishatu, you know. So the way we say it makes a difference.
The tone brings in everything.
we can say kripaya upavishatu, kripaya agachatu, you know. We can say it with such sweetness in the voice, huh? Upavishatu. So here the same thing we can say gacchati becomes gacchatu. So we call it prarthana or ajna. Ajna means to give an order. Ajna, to give permission. Ajna. Prarthana, like please, like that, tu. Okay. So the tu, it can be used for three things. Okay, so one is when we give an order, agachatu, upavishatu, patatu, like that. And then when we do the prarthana, in the end we say after the class, right, sarve bhavantu, bhavati will become bhavatu, tishtati tishtatu, pashyati pashyatu, like that. So bhavantu is a plural form, which we will learn soon, bhavantu. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. That's what we say in the end. Sarve santu niramayah. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Pashyati pashyatu pashyantu. Bhadrani. Bhadrani means auspiciousness. Let everybody. So instead of saying you see auspiciousness, we cannot command anybody, right? To be happy. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. So at that time it is a prarthana to God. So the tu ending, it can be used as an order, ajna, or as a prarthana. Okay, so ajna also means permission, correct? So when we go down here, we see here we see esha gacchatu. What does that mean? Esha gacchatu means bhavan gacchatu. That is what we have learned so far, right? Bhavan gacchatu, bhavan likatu. So esha gacchatu. So here I am telling, let him go. Okay, so here I am changing the same tu ending as if I'm giving permission, ajna, permission. Avagatam or no? Yeah, this is Bhaini, something different. Yeah,
ajna is order or permission?
Good question. It is both, actually. So if I don't know anything, I go to the dictionary, okay? So I go to the dictionary and let's see what it says. Ajna. It is an order.
Order, okay.
Order, giving an order. But it also means permission. Here it doesn't say permission.
Yeah, okay. Again, as you said, the tone makes a difference whether it's order or permission.
Order or permission, okay. Order or permission. So it is both an order and a permission. So where am I? I am here, Abhyasa Pustaka. Okay. So here, but, okay, so the key difference is, I'm saying, Bhavan Gacchatu. So am I giving an order? I don't know. Bhavan gachatu. It's just normal talking, right?
Correct.
So here the ajna is an order. Bhavan gachatu. That means I'm saying go. That is, you know, I'm saying it gently. But I can say it harshly, gachatu. That is gachatu. That is still an order, ajna, because I use bhavan. But if I say eshah gachatu, this is definitely a permission. Eshah. When I'm telling a third person, when the subject here, when the karta is a third person, subject is a third person, that is prathama purusha. But except bhavan. Yeah, bhavan also, but mainly eshah esha, like that. I'm telling, let him go. So the word let, it comes in. Let him go. But when I say bhavan gachatu, it is like you please go. Okay? So when I say balakah gachatu, that means saying let the boy go. You see the difference? Kind of, right? You kind of see the difference. Okay, so let's create a scenario. Okay, so let's say the boy wants to play. Okay, and then the dad or the mom is saying, "Don't play." The boy says, "I play." Okay, so the boy says, "Aham kridami." Okay, there's a lot of noise. Can whoever house there is noise, please mute it. Otherwise, I'll have to mute everybody. So, supposing the boy says, Aham kridami. That means the boy says, I play. So the mom says, don't play. So when you give an order, it becomes a ma instead of na. Okay? So the mom says, don't play. Ma kridatu. This is still bhavan only, okay? Bhavan ma kridatu. The boy says, aham kridami. So in comes either the dad or the sister or somebody, they're saying, let him play. He finished his homework. Grihapatam kritavan. Okay, we'll learn all that later, okay? Grihapatam kritavan. Let him play. So at that time, the sister says, saha kridatu. Okay, so she puts saha here, or eshaha, kridatu. That means, in English, it says, let him play, let. So at that time, the ajna becomes a permission. Over the term. Understood or no?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Bhagini, we can also say Eshah Gachati. I mean,
No, so if you, yeah, very good question, Bhagini. So if I say Eshah Gachati, he's already going.
Okay.
Okay. Supposing somebody is eating, I can say Eshah Khadati.
Okay.
But supposing I want him to read, I say patatu, bhavan patatu, right? Bhavan patatu, I will say. But supposing he wants to watch TV, how will you say let him watch?
Him.
How will you say let him watch? At that time, we use this one.
Pashyatu.
Eshah pashyatu. Let him watch.
Saha pashyatu also means same.
Saha pashyatu. If he is far away, you say saha pashyatu. If you don't want to use saha or eshah, you say balakah pashyatu or whatever his name is. Madhavah pashyatu, Govindah pashyatu. Okay? So here, the tone says, let him do it. What is there like that? सः पश्यतु. अवगतम् ओर् न?
I'm getting it, Bhagini, but...
Okay, so we will...
More time for,
yeah. Okay, astu, chinta mastu. So, here I have... Maybe this one will help, I'm not sure. Astu. Here, we have one... Okay, here we have one thing, okay? Mantara says, Kaikeyi, let Rama go to the forest. Mantara vadati Kaikeyi vanam gacchatu, because it is let Rama go to the forest. So this is the homework you are going to get.
Bhashini, I need a help.
Okay, very good. Okay, so let's go back to this. You are comfortable with the T ending, right? The T is very straightforward. He goes, you go, like that. Kridati. Sah kridati, sa kridati, bhavan kridati. So this is a statement. It's just an observation and a statement. Correct? Sah kridati, he plays. Sa kridati, she plays. Bhavan kridati, you play. When we come to aham, aham kridami. This is also clear. Correct?
Yes.
Yes. And then we have bhavan kridatu. So when we give an order, okay, when we give an order, we say you sit, you eat. We can add kripaya. So this can be used as ajna. In one way, ajna means order. So at that time, you use only bhavan. When you're giving an order, you use only bhavan. Bhavan agachatu, bhavan pibatu, bhavati or bhavati. Okay, bhavati nayatu, bhavati pashyatu. Like that. But when we talk about something which is not in our control, like shatamanam bhavatu, okay, when we give ashirvada, okay, So at that time, that is a prarthana to God. We pray to God that somebody has dirghayushu bhava, like bhavatu, okay. So at that time, it is a prarthana. So it is not in our control. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. That is a very common prarthana that we say. Okay. So the third one, that is ajna, when it is a permission. This is where we still say tu ending, but we use pratama purusha. Here we use only bhavan, which is also pratam purusha. Only bhavan and bhavati. Bhavan agachatu, bhavati agachatu. We say, but for prarthana, we say sarve. Right? Sarve bhavantu. Here we are giving not permission for them to be happy, but we are praying that they be happy. Okay? So the two ending has three meanings. One is a direct order. This is the simplest form when we use bhavan or bhavati. When we use prarthana or when we are using as a permission, we can use the third person, like saha, sarve, sarvaha, sarve, everybody. So supposing I'm telling, let the boy play. I say saha kridatu. That means let him. When we see saha and the tu ending, immediately I am saying let him go. Supposing I want to say let him take the book, okay, or let him take. Nayati means to take.
Bhagini, if we say bhavan kridatu, it is like an instruction.
Bhavan
kridatu. And if I say saha kridatu, eshaha kridatu, it is let him, meaning
yes, correct. Let him. Correct, Bhagini, correct. Okay. Supposing I'm saying, let her eat. How will I say that? Let her eat.
Sa khadatu.
Samichina. Sa khadatu. Supposing I'm telling her directly, eat. How will I say?
Bhavati khadatu.
Bhavati khadatu. Supposing I'm saying do not eat. Okay. We use ma. Okay. So how will I say don't write?
Bhavan.
Srinivasa Maurya started to say something. Bhavan.
Ma likatu.
Ma likatu. Bhavan ma likatu. Supposing, okay, this is a twist in what I am saying. Supposing I am saying, let her read.
Let her lead.
Esha patatu. It sounds weird, but that is what this is. Esha patatu means you are giving ajna. Here ajna means permission. Okay, here ajna means permission. Here when you say bhavan or bhavati, ajna means order. When we use the third person, it is either a prarthana, that means prayer, let her get well. Okay, sa swastha bhavatu. That is a prarthana. Swastha means to become healthy. Bhavatu means to become. Here, bhavatu is become. So I am saying a prayer to God. Let her become healthy. Sa swastha bhavatu. That means I am not giving permission for her to be healthy, but I am praying to God. Sa swastha bhavatu. But if it is in my hands, in my control, I can give permission. Like, let him play, let him read, let him eat, let him drink, let him see. Supposing I want to say, let him see. How will I say?
Saha pashyatu.
Pashyatu. Saha pashyatu. Saha pashyatu. Any question?
Bhagini, if I say saha pashyatu. It means let him see. And if I say saha pashyati, it means he is seeing.
Yes. So instead of saying he is seeing, he sees. Because he is seeing means it becomes present continuous. He sees, yeah. Srinivasa Maurya, you had a question? Prashna Hastiva?
No. The other Bhagini, what she was talking, I was not able to hear clearly. So now you are...
So now are you clear what she asked?
Seeing, the difference is between seeing and sees.
sees, yeah. So we use only sees now. She sees, he sees, like that. Okay? So, as a recap, okay? We have the T ending for Pratama Purusha. Pratama Purusha means third person. Saha Gacchati, Saha Gacchati. Saha Pibati, Hasati. Then that goes with Eshaha, Esha, Esat, Bhavan, Bhavati also. Because they are all in the same category as Pratama Purusha. That is third person in Angila Bhasha. And then we have Uttama Purusha. Okay, great people. We are all great people, so we put ourselves last. Aham Gacchami. So everything here will change to Aami Aami. Gacchami, Agacchami, Patami, Likami, Kridami, Pivami, Kadami, Pashyami, Hasami, Nayami. Okay, so that is the exercise over here. Whatever is here, you change it to Aami Aami Aami. Okay, we'll come back to Vitaraka.
Bahini, in Uttama Purusha, it is called your prayer, the Agya, this will not come, cannot come.
Ah, good question, very, very good question. We will not be studying in this level.
Okay, as of now, not there.
Not there, yeah, but it is there. It is there where we have. Yeah, so now we are going to learn only Upavishatu, that is Ekavachanam, that is singular, and Upavishantu Bahuvachanam, that's it. We call it Bahu. Bahu means many. Okay, Ekavachanam, Vachanam means number. Ekavachanam and Bahuvachanam. Upavishatu, and later you will learn Upavishantu. Okay, so the straightforward Gacchatu, Agacchatu is when you talk directly to somebody and give an order. You're saying, hey, Gacchatu, or Kripaya Gacchatu. When somebody is coming to our house, Kripaya Agacchantu. So we say it in a gentle, nice way. Okay? But we can say it in a rude way too, to somebody. Gacchatu, Patatu, Likatu, like that. So, when we, here, we use only Bhavan or Bhavati. When we are giving an order, correct? You say, Bhavan Kripaya Agacchantu, or Mahodaya Kripaya Agacchantu, Agacchatu, not Agacchantu, Agacchatu, Tishtatu, Upavishatu. When we are talking about somebody else, and we are using the tu, usually when we talk about somebody else, we use the ti ending. Okay, Sahasa, Bhavan, etc. Ti. But when we use the tu ending, and we are using Saha, Sa and Bhavan, then we are doing a Prarthana or giving permission. If things are in our control, we are giving permission. If things are not in our control, we are doing a Prarthana. Avagata, the difference?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So here, let her eat. Okay, let her eat. What will be the thing that you choose? Kadatu, Kadati, or Kadami?
Kadatu.
Kadatu. Sa kadatu. Okay. So the next one. Sheila, do not talk.
Hey Sheila, ma vadatu.
Ma vadatu. Samishina. Okay, did everybody get this? Hey Sheila, ma vadatu. Okay. So somebody else is saying, Sheila does not eat.
Sheila ma kadatu.
So ma kadatu means do not eat.
Na kadati.
Okay, so whoever is answering, so let the other person answer, okay? So Sheila na khadati. Sheila does not eat. That means Sheila is not eating, okay? So it's not ma, but na. Na khadati. So it is a statement. Sheila does not eat. Sheila na khadati. Okay? So now Sheila is saying, I eat, I'm not talking.
Aham khadami. Na vadatu.
I am not talking. I should say I don't talk.
Vadami. Achha, okay. Aham vada na vadami.
Aham na vadami. Okay. Aham na vadami. Samichinam. Govinda takes bath. Okay, somebody else who didn't get a chance. Okay, Govinda takes a bath. Govindaha snanam
karoti.
Somebody is saying, Govinda, take a bath. Hey, Govinda.
Hey, Govinda, snanam
karotu. Somebody is saying, let Govinda take bath.
Karotu only.
Karotu.
Snanam karotu.
Govindaha snanam karotu. Okay. So look at the difference here. In the order, we say Govinda. So we have gone through that, right? Ramaha will become Rama. Or no?
No.
No. Okay. So we have to go through them. So here, when you're telling somebody directly, Govindaha will become Govinda. Hey Govinda, snanam karotu. It's like saying Bhavan snanam karotu. That's what this means. Hey Govinda, Bhavan snanam karotu. So here Govindaha snanam karotu. So here it means, let Govinda take bath. Govinda says, I take bath.
So, aham snanam karomi.
Karomi, samishenam. Okay. So, more examples. So, it will become clear. Harini tells mom, Mom, I sing loudly. Loudly means uchaihi. Harini Ambam Vadati. Hey Amba, Aham Uchaihi
Gayami.
Gayami. Aham Uchaihi Gayami. Mom tells Harini, hey Harini, don't sing loudly. Amba Harini Vadati. Hey Harini, Uchaihi
Na
Ma.
Ma.
Uchaihi.
Ma gayatu.
Okay, so we'll take turns beginning. Okay. Uchaihi ma gayatu. Okay, giving an order, straight order. Don't sing loudly like that. Uchaihi ma gayatu. Astu. Mom tells dad, she sings loudly. Okay, so I'll call on people. Aruna Bhagini. Amba Janakam Vadati. How will you say she?
Sa.
Sa. Uchaihi.
Uchaihi. Sa uchayi vadatu.
So here it is gayati, gayatu or gayami. Three choices. She sings loudly. Okay, she sings
sa
loudly.
Sa uchayi gayati.
Gayati, samishena. Okay, gayati is a statement. Very good. Sa uchayi gayati. Dad tells mom, let her sing loudly.
Saha.
जनकः वदति, जनकः वदति, दट् इस् फैन्. सा, सारि, लेट् हर् सिङ्ग् लौड्लि.
सा उच्चैः गायतु.
गायतु, समीचीनं. सा उच्चैः गायतु. नौ नौ इस् इट् गेटिङ्ग् क्लियरर्? यस्, यस् आर् नो?
यस्.
या, यस् भगिनि.
Somebody said no, or maybe I'm imagining. Astu. So we'll come over here. Mantara says, Kaikeyi, let Rama go to the forest. Mantara vadati, Kaikeyi, how will you write either Ramaha or Rama or Ramasya?
He Rama.
Rama. Rama, vanam?
Gacchatu.
Gacchatu. अस्तु, गच्छतु, लेट् रामा गो टु द फारेस्ट्, रामः वनं गच्छतु.
रामः
रामः
रामः,
इट् हेस् टु बि सब्जेक्ट् रामः. इफ् ऐ से राम, इट् विल् बि वनं गच्छतु, रैट्?
कुड् यु रिपीट् भगिनी?
सारि, लॉस्ट इट्.
या, रैट्. So, it has to be, let Rama go to the forest. Ramaha vanam gacchatu.
Okay.
So, if I say Rama, that means I'm talking directly to Rama. Hey Rama, vanam gacchatu. So, it is coming up in the next sentence. So, here, Kaikeyi is mantra is telling Kaikeyi, let Rama go to the forest. Like, you know, let him go to the forest. रामः वनं गच्छतु. सो कैकेयी सेस् टु राम, कैकेयी सेस् टु राम, हे राम, वनं
गच्छतु.
ओके, वनं गच्छतु. सो ओन्ली हियर्, ओन्ली वेन् यु सी द वर्ड् लेट् राम गो टु द फार्, लेट् यु गिविङ्ग् पर्मिशन्, आज्ञा. हियर् आज्ञा मीन्स् पर्मिशन्. Here, Ajna means order. And then Rama says, okay, I go to the forest. Ramaha vadati, astu, aham vanam?
Gacchami.
Gacchami. Okay. And then Dasharatha cries, Rama goes to the forest. Dasharataha roditi, should be roditi, it's a mistake. Roditi, Ramaha vanam?
Gacchati.
Okay, so this is clear. Ramaha vanam gacchati. Aham gacchami. He Rama gacchatu. Here, it is a little bit of a twist. Ramaha vanam gacchatu. Okay, so this is a combination of Bhavan gacchatu and Ramaha gacchati. It becomes Ramaha gacchatu. That means, let Rama go to the forest. Okay, any questions in this?
Okay.
Astu. So, I want to show the other one. Ekan Nimisham. I think it's here. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Here. Astu. So, when we are talking directly to somebody, okay, so the Ramaha will become Rama. Hey Rama. Like, you see it in so many slokas and songs, right? Hey Rama, ne nama intaruchira, like that, Rama. But when far away, we say Hey Rama, like that. But in general, is Hey Rama. Okay, short. It becomes short. Krishna will become Hey Krishna. What will Madhava become?
Madhava.
Madhava. Govindaha. Govinda. Govinda. Balakaha.
Balaka.
Balaka. Okay. Same thing for Napumsakalingam. Phalam will become phala. in general pullingam and napumsakalingam they tend to do the same things with certain exceptions. Okay, mitram will become mitra. Hey mitra. So Hare Rama, like this is a very popular bhajan, right? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then so Vakratundaha is a name given to who? Ganesha. Vakratundaha, Maha, he who has a curved tusk. That is the name, Vakratundaha. Vakram means curve, Tundaha means trunk. Mahakayaha, Maha means big. Kayaha means body, Mahakayaha. But we are talking generally to, I mean we are talking directly to him. Hey Vakratunda, hey Mahakaya, hey Suryakoti Samaprabha. He has the splendor like a million suns. Surya Koti. Koti means million. Surya Koti Sama means equal to. Prabha means brilliance. Nirvignam Kuru. So this we are using the Tvam form. Kuru. Otherwise we'll say Karotu. Right? Karotu. Nirvignam Karotu. We'll be telling the Ganesha. Right? But here we are saying the Tvam form. Tvam Kuru. Understood? Okay, is everybody with me? Okay.
Yes,
so this, right, so this doesn't mean disrespect, okay, this is just how it is. Tvam nirvignam kuru, me means for me, devaha, devaha become deva, sarvakaryeshu sarvada, sarvakaryeshu means all the things that we do, sarvada means always. Okay, so this is an example of Sambodhanam, when we address somebody directly. Rama, Vakratunda. So the Sita will become Sita. A will become A. A turns to A. So we have, can we have Aruna? What will Aruna become?
Arune.
Arune. Radhika will become?
Radhike.
Radhike. Radha will become Radhe. Radhe. Radhe Radhe. Okay. So Gauri will become Gauri.
Oh, sorry, what is the difference here?
It becomes short. The Dirga E will become Hrasva E. Gauri will become Gauri. Parvati will become
Parvati.
Parvati. Saraswati.
Saraswati.
Saraswati. Devi. Devi. So in the sloka, Saraswati Namastubhyam is wrong. Saraswati Namastubhyam. Okay. But there are some differences. Like Amba will be, it's not Ambe, but Amba. Hey Amba. There are some differences. Ganga will become Gange. So can you tell me what the original words for all these things? Gange. What will be the original word?
Ganga.
Ganga. Yamuna. Yamune?
Yamuna.
Yamuna. Godavari.
Godavari.
Saraswati.
Saraswati.
Narmade.
Narmada.
Narmada. Sindhu, we just leave Sindhu. Kaveri.
Kaveri.
Kaveri. So we are telling all these, the holy spirits of all these rivers. O Ganga, Yamuna, and also Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri. Jale Asmin, Asmin Jale. Asmin Jale, Sannidhim Kuru. Here also you are using the Tvam form. Tvam Kuru. अदर्वैस् विल् से करोतु भवती करोतु आर् भवत्यः बहुवचनं कुर्वन्तु वि विल् लर्न् आल् दट् लेटर् ओके सो वि आर् सेङ्ग् आल् आफ़् यू कम् अण्ड् be present in this water asmin jale like when we say the puja we say asmin bimbe right so asmin jale sannidhim kuru come and be present come and stay until I take my shower so here saraswati namastubhyam varade varada will become varade varada is somebody who will give boons varade kamarupini is kama rupini vidya aarambham karishyami karishyami is future tense karishyami siddhir bhavatu siddhihi bhavatu me sada so here when you're saying bhavatu what is the tone like what are you saying siddhihi bhavatu Is it
prarthana
prarthana right because it is not under our control please bestow on me the capacity make me capable siddhi means to get ready to become ready capability so make me capable so it is not our under control and you are not giving somebody an order You're not giving somebody a permission. So it is a prarthana. Bhavattu. Samishena. Okay. So any questions? From what we have learned so far? So I still have to do this one. Okay. But I thought for you to know the different forms. Very well is was more important okay so we will start with this sambhashanam in the next class avagatam okay so in the meanwhile you do all these and I will send you this exercise and I will send you another exercise very similar so you'll be very thorough with these different word endings any questions
No.
दीप्षिका अपि आगच्छति वा
क्षमा भगिनी ऐ वास् लेट्
अस्तु भगिनि ओन्ली नौ ऐ रियलैज् ऐ रेकग्नैस् डिफ़्रेण्ट् वाय्स् अस्तु समीचीनं भगिनि अस्तु एनी क्वश्चन् यु केन् इफ् यु वाण्ट् मी टु स्टे बेक् ऐ स्टे बेक् आफ्टर् द क्लास् इफ् यु हेव् एनी क्वश्चन्
No, Bhagini, I'll listen to the whole recording and then next time I'll ask if I have a problem.
Astu.
Haan.
Astu. So, can we stop the class now? Astu.
Yes, Bhagini.
Astu.